verses 4 and 5. Jesus said, many will come saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many in the last days. That's this group. Signs and wonders. The first guy that approached me when I walked up with my sign, he goes, I know this is real. You know why? And I said, why? Now, what does the Bible say? How do we know a man is a true man of God? What does the Bible say? What do we test? We test his doctrine, what he teaches, what he believes. You know what this guy said? This guy said, I got a miracle. And he said, that proves it's true. And I said, Satan does false signs and wonders. Jesus said he will in the last days. There's false signs. They do kundalini. Do you know what kundalini is? It's on my website. Look up the testing of Sean. It's on my card. Go to my Unbiblical Teachers blog. You'll go to my website, don'tperish.com. You'll see Sean Fuchs Exposed. Click on that. Kundalini spirit is where you come up front and you want to receive Jesus, and I put my hand on your forehead and you fall over backwards and you're like out in this knocked out state. Do you know the Hindu gurus do the same exact thing, and they believe that there's a demon spirit in your spine, and they bring it out and they bring you to a place called Nirvana, and you like fall down in Nirvana. Satan has infiltrated the so-called church. This isn't worship. You know what this is? This is entertainment. This is fleshly. You notice all this? All of this? God wants you to worship him by how you live, by obeying him, keeping his commandments, living in order, not this false fleshly way. These people are mostly all worldly. They practice pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. God never ordained those. Did you know that? Those are ordained by the Roman Catholics and pagans. So if you study, look at that testing and go deep, you'll see why I come. I travel the country and stand out against all this for free. I don't want anybody's money. I support myself. Notice how he's selling the things of God there. T-shirts. Oh, let us worship. What did Jesus make a whip for in John 2? They were selling. He got mad and he flipped tables over. So I've been asking the question, would Jesus bring a whip for Sean Fuchs back? Because of his selling. So does that give you a good idea of why I stand against them?
Yeah.
The gospel and all that. Let me know if I can help you. You got my phone number? Check out that testing. Test yourself to the gospel. There's a 10-point test on my website that'll show you the difference between biblical Christianity and this false, worldly, carnal, fleshly. This is entertainment. This is not worship of God. So let me know if I can help you. Thanks for stopping. God be praised.
I'm not bringing my card if we're walking.